Late on the night of September 13th, McClellan finally ordered Ambrose Burnside's 9th Corps and William Franklin's 6th Corps to march west across Catoctin Creek toward two gaps in the South Mountain Range where a Union army could pass through to reach Lee's forces. Burnside was to proceed to Turner's Gap south of Boonesboro. Franklin's Corps was to move to Crampton's Gap, 6 miles farther south near Roarsville. At his Hagerstown headquarters, Lee spent much of September 13th out of touch with rapidly unfolding events. He became increasingly concerned as nightfall approached. His operation against Harper's Ferry was now a day behind schedule. Intelligence came trickling in from Stuart's cavalry scouts that the Federals were launching some kind of offensive. To buy time for his divisions to capture Harper's Ferry, Lee quickly shifted forces to block the South Mountain passes through Turner's Gap, Fox's Gap, and Crampton's Gap. McClellan sent his army forward into battle on September 14th. His two corps eventually broke through Confederate defenses at the gaps. If he and his commanders had been more aggressive, they could have saved the Harper's Ferry garrison, crushed different fragments of Lee's army, and perhaps won the war before September ended. But they were glacially slow in moving. McClellan never alerted his senior generals to the secrets revealed in Orders 191. A New York Tribune correspondent at his headquarters reported that the Potomac Army commander had a singular air of detachment, almost that of a disinterested spectator. McClellan ended up winning the Battle of South Mountain, but rebel commanders held off his corps at two gaps long enough for Jackson to capture Harper's Ferry on September 15th, along with the garrison's 13,000 small arms, and for Lee to begin concentrating his army at a Maryland village close to the Potomac River called Sharpsburg, which was situated just west of the windy Antietam Creek. Sharpsburg, north of Harper's Ferry, was a quiet town founded almost a century earlier, whose 1,300 residents lived and worked in stone, brick, and frame structures, and was surrounded by farms, many of which German Americans owned. Antietam Creek snaked east of the town and was as wide as 25 yards in spots, with 3 stone bridges over the stream near Sharpsburg that Union troops could use to cross. By September 15th, Lee had Longstreet's and Hill's 18,000 men near the town with guns on the high ground that overlooked the creek. He waited anxiously for Jackson and the rest of the rebel army, along with the arsenal seized from Harper's Ferry, to join him.